And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. As the days pass, and no arrest for the murder of Oliver Wilson has been made, the New York papers are protesting the delay and pointing out the ineffectiveness of the police work. On the other hand, several people who were present on the night that young Oliver Wilson was found hanging from ropes high up in the wings of the Hamilton Theater have reason to feel the deadly thoroughness of the police investigation. One of these is Victor, chauffeur for wealthy Rupert Barlow. And now facing Sergeant Riley across the desk at headquarters, Victor's been given a bad jolt. As the sergeant says,
Victor, you've been Rupert Barlow's strong-arm man for years. I've checked the facts and I know. Now, up to now, you've stayed clear of the law. But this is different. Even if your employer puts you up to the job, Victor, you'll be the one that goes to the electric chair.
Now, listen, Sergeant Riley, you got this all wrong. I tell you, I didn't bump the guy off, and it wasn't the boss either. He didn't even know I'd come over to the theater that night.
And why did you, if you weren't ordered to show up? And I don't want to hear you say that you came to drive the others home to Long Island. That kind of story just won't go.
Okay, I come over there because I was sore at that guy Wilson. He'd been telling lies about me, saying I had him beat up and all that.
Well, did you?
No, I tell you, I never laid a hand on him. Not that he didn't have it coming to him. I ain't sorry he was killed, only I didn't do it. His others had more reason.
All right, now, Victor. Who?
Well, just about everybody. Take Miss Claudia Vincent.
All right. What about her?
Well, she's always got her eyes open for a soft touch. Somebody told her this Wilson was rolling in dough. She falls for it, and when he says they ought to elope, she agrees. She don't find out till the night Wilson was murdered that he's a fake, and, well, she's plenty burned up about it, you can bet.
I'm familiar with Miss Claudia Vincent's motives. Who else?
Well, there's Miss Julia.
Julia Dixon, Rupert Barlow's secretary or housekeeper. What about
her? Yeah, she's the one brought the Wilson guy over here from Bermuda. Wanted to make the boss jealous over him, but he didn't fall for the setup. That got Miss Julia sore, and she said she's going to run off and marry this Wilson. Only what happens? She finds out he's run out on her and married the Vincent dame. By now, she's crazy about the guy, and well, you know how it is with a woman when she gets the double cross.
This is all old stuff, Victor. Nothing new in anything you've said. Nothing to clear you of suspicion.
Well, okay, then. If I was handling this investigation, there's only one guy I'd pick up for the job.
Yeah? Who?
An actor, Larry Noble.
What makes you think he'd murder a man?
Well, you gotta remember, this Noble guy is nuts for Miss Vincent.
How can you prove that?
Gee, Sergeant, it's no secret. He met her over at the boss's house one day, and he fell like a ton of bricks for the gal. You think I'm kidding? Listen. Right away, that same day, he asked her to drive over and move in with him at his house out there at Rosehaven. Check that, and you'll see I'm right.
I already have. Now, go on, Victor.
Well, naturally, it stirs up trouble with a wife having this doll in the house with him, but Noble won't toss her out. Not only that, but he's so overboard about her that he gets her into the play.
And you want me to believe that Larry Noble killed Oliver Wilson when he found that he'd eloped with Miss Vincent, right?
Oh, yeah, sure he did. He blew his top. He thought about all the trouble he went to, staking out a claim on a gal, and this Wilson steps in.
You'd think he'd kill Claudia Vincent in that case.
I tell you, he's batty about this doll. He can't see straight. He don't care about his own family or about his back or about anything. He's just interested in Miss Vincent. And he bumps young Wilson off because he's good and sore, because he figures this will give him a chance to get the dame back. You figure it out, Sergeant Riley. Larry Noble killed that guy Wilson.
Okay, Victor. I'll think over what you've said. I'll be off now.
I can go?
Yeah, but don't try to run out in this investigation.
Yeah, you won't run away. I got no reason to. Come on, Sergeant.
Brian.
Yes, sir?
Send Miss Vincent in.
Yes, sir. She's right here.
How come you're here, Miss Vincent?
Victor, what does this mean?
Come in, please, Miss Vincent. Please shut the door. Moran, let's have no interruption.
Yes, sir. On your way, fella. Beat it.
Take your mitts off me.
I suppose you know that you've kept me waiting for almost an hour, Sergeant Riley.
Sit down, Miss Vincent.
I'd like to know the meaning of this.
I'm sorry to inconvenience you, Miss Vincent, but murder is an inconvenient crime to solve.
But why me? Why don't you bring in the others?
It takes time. You saw that man Victor as you came in.
Yes, and that makes things even worse. I hope you don't believe anything he tells you. Why, the man is a liar and a criminal. He shouldn't be allowed at large.
Really? Suppose you tell me just what you know about this man, particularly with reference to the night of the murder.
Well, I did tell you all that.
Tell it again.
Well, it was after the performance at the theater. I was backstage. There were the others milling about for a while. You know the whole list of them.
Yeah, let's go on.
Well, I left and went to my dressing room to change my clothes and remove my makeup.
And then?
When I came out, the stage seemed to be empty. I couldn't imagine what had happened to everyone. And then I heard the voices.
Whose voices?
Victor's and Oliver Wilson's. They were quarreling bitterly at the entrance to the stage. Victor was threatening Oliver.
I didn't see you?
No.
You were alone?
Yes.
You don't seem very sure.
I was alone. I had been in my dressing room alone, and I came out alone. I heard Victor and Oliver quarreling. But Oliver Wilson was alive then. I saw him leave and cross the stage.
And what happened to Victor?
Well, I can't be sure. I believe he left through the stage entrance.
And then what did you do?
Well, I was so frightened, I went back to my dressing room. And I didn't come out again till I heard all the noise and found the police there.
Do you know whether there was anyone else backstage of a theater at the time?
Well, I'm pretty sure Larry Noble was in his dressing room, and Julia Dixon had been put there when she fainted a few minutes before.
You don't believe Miss Dixon was in condition to murder this man, even though she might have had the wish to do it?
I don't know, Sergeant Riley. I don't believe it would have been possible.
Mr. Noble, do you know where he was all the time?
No. No, how could I? He wasn't with me. He must have been somewhere backstage, but I don't know for sure.
I see. Tell me something, Miss Vinson. I've been over the newspaper files for the past several months. A good many references to you and Larry Noble.
Gossip writers did their best to stir up a scandal about us.
But they had no reason.
That is, there wasn't any reason on my side.
What about Mr. Noble?
Well, he's been very devoted.
So I understand. Now, you owe your present role in a big Broadway hit to Mr. Noble's influence, don't you?
Yes.
And yet you didn't let that keep you from running off and marrying young Mr. Wilson.
Well, you don't understand, Sergeant Riley. I hate to say this, but I feel that I must. Larry Noble has made my life utterly miserable by his demands. He's so insanely jealous, he didn't even want me out of his sight. He insisted that I even live at his home in Rosehaven. But it's all so terribly embarrassing for me.
I see. Yet you didn't move away.
I wanted to have my chance to break into the theater.
Mm-hmm. And when you felt the role was secure, you ran away with Oliver Wilson, believing him to be a rich young man.
I eloped with Oliver Wilson because I wanted to show Larry that it was useless to keep running after me. I didn't want him to break up his home because of me. I tried to tell him that I didn't love him, but he wouldn't listen. And every day it was worse.
And the night he found out about this elopement...
Oh, it was horrible, Sergeant Riley. Now, please, don't make me talk about it. I don't want to say any more.
Miss Vincent, I'm going to tell you quite frankly. This investigation has narrowed down to two suspects. You and Larry Noble. I'm going to give you a few minutes' rest. And I want to hear everything that might tip the scales one way or another.
All right. All right, I'll tell you everything. Everything. What else can I do? But please, please let me have a minute to think.
Right. Some water over there. And cigarettes. I'll be back in exactly 5 minutes.
Meantime, Larry has finally managed to get home to Rosehaven, Long Island. As he puts the key into the front door lock, it is snatched out of his hands as the door is suddenly pulled open.
Oh, darling, thank heaven you're home.
Mary.
I began to think something terrible had happened.
Why didn't you go to bed?
How could you expect me to sleep until I knew you were back safely? Was it awful, Larry? Why did it take you so long?
I had a couple of things to straighten out before I left the theater, Mary. It took me longer than I realized.
But there's nothing new? No more trouble?
I don't know about that. A police officer took Claudia Vincent from the theater to headquarters.
Does that mean... Do they think she did it, Larry?
How do I know? Would it please you if they did arrest her?
Oh, darling, right now I don't care who they arrest. As long as they leave you alone.
Larry's both touched and hurt by Mary's words. And makes no answer. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife. The story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.